miss a second of the NFL on CBS. With CBS All Access, subscribers can stream their local market games live and get full game day coverage on TV-connected devices and tablets. From Thursday Night Football to Sunday doubleheaders, we have all your NFL on CBS excitement covered. Start your free trial now at CBS.com/NFL. That's CBS.com/NFL.
Welcome to Pauly Malignaggi, from Brooklyn to the world.
Proudly representing his hometown of Brooklyn, New York.
Pauly Malignaggi takes you inside the ring and beyond.
I'm definitely far from shy. We're going to be ranting about a lot of stuff. Not just about boxing, I'm opinionated on life in general. Many sports topics and politics.
Pauly doesn't hold back.
The two-time world champion, Pauly the Magic Man.
Oh.
Oh.
Yo.
Yo, Henry.
Shalom.
Lloyd. Shalom.
That's my boy. Did it come up private again?
Yo.
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 Speaking to the mic.
Did it come up private again?
I know. Why don't you try to speak? Yeah, it came up private. Why don't you try speaking to the mic?
Why don't you try getting service?
Can you hear us?
I have service, buddy.
Really?
I have like four ball guys need to speak. You guys need to turn the volume up a little bit earlier.
Can we turn the volume up?
That's the problem we had last time when we tried to do this on the phone, you know?
You don't sound too clear, pal.
We turned it up. It's up all the way.
Yeah.
Wow. Listen to the way it sounds for him, and he goes, I got four bars. Those bars are very deceiving, pal.
I am not in.
All right, you want me to try my thing, my impression of it?
Yeah, do it. Do
it. All right, ready? This might be good, honestly.
These cocky motherfuckers in the 20s.
I can nail this.
Pauly Malignaggi, Peter Cards, Brooklyn to the world.
He's a little higher pitched.
Right. Who's higher pitched?
Pauly.
I don't know.
The air's the greatest quality?
To be honest with you, it's hard for him to do. There's a kid that does it on YouTube. Do you ever see the kid?
No.
Robbie Alessandro, I think his name is.
You can be tired.
He does it pretty good.
Pauly Malignaggi, Peter Cars, he
does
the world.
He does the blink.
The blink? Like,
the stupid look
too,
when like he fucking does it.
What about when he goes like this, ready?
Yeah. I feel like there's a boxing thing, right? He got hit in the
That's his
throat.
Nose, or his nose.
Right, yeah, so I figured septum.
Call me back, he said. Okay.
Let's see who it is.
Hello?
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 Pauly.
Hello?
Yeah, Pauly.
I'm trying to...
Who?
I think I have a bad connection here.
Can you hear me? What kind of service you got?
Let me see if I can try and call you back.
Okay.
Let's call him back.
All right, who
are
we calling? Yellow.
Hello?
Yo.
Oh, wow. Look at this connection.
That's good.
Minka.
Ma que
we're
bella stu connection.
It's a good word.
It's a lot better. It's a good word now.
Bring us in, champ.
It is a good word.
Seth just called the wrong person, and we just went along with it.
Yeah, it was fun.
And the guy's like...
Did you?
Yeah, the guy's like, hello? I'm like, yeah, Pauly. And he's like... Hello? I'm like... He goes, I think I'm getting bad reception. I'm like, what kind of service you got?
Lovely.
Hey, bring us in, all right. Captain.
Yo, are we on the air?
We're on.
Yeah,
we've been
alive.
On for about...
Bro, we didn't even get to start the episode. Dude, what episode is this? Episode number...
36.
36?
Yeah.
Who answered that? Is that Peter Claude?
No.
Nicky Lupo.
Seth, that was you? That was Nick?
Yeah.
Nicky is in your seat.
Nick took over the reins of announcing what episode number it is now. He just took it from your feet.
Boom.
It was Fredo.
It was Fredo.
Huh?
It was Fredo.
He can count to 36. He's not dumb like everybody thinks.
Yo. Let me tell you, bro. First of all, Everybody knows I'm on a cruise, right? I mean, everybody knows I'm on the studio today.
Well, we know it, but I don't think the listeners know.
Yeah, the listeners. Okay, I'm on a cruise. I'm in the Caribbean right now. What best last night? I've been trying to play cards the last couple nights. First of all, you never find a seat at the Texas Hold'em table. First of all. Second of all, the cast of characters at this Texas Hold'em table, you gotta see Pete, of all people, you, Peter Cards, would have a blast.
Take some pictures.
Yeah.
No, there's guys that don't, they get mad when you talk. There's like an old guy, he's mad at everybody. He plays in every hand. Like he'll fold if he doesn't, if there's like no money on the top pot. For example, like if the betting starts on him and he raises to $10, say from $5, or if he's the big blind and he's $5, right? And then as it goes around, say you raise it to like $20, or somebody raises it to like $30. He won't give up that money he just put in, no matter what cards he has, no matter what. Because I've watched, like I'm not in the game half the time because you can never find a seat. So I'm watching what these guys' cards are holding. This guy has the shittiest cards, but if he raised from like 5 to 10, or if even he was the big blind and started out with 5, if he puts any kind of money into the pot, he's committed no matter what. No matter how high it goes, he's committed. That's it. Even if he went with 8 high and there's nothing on the board to bear with, he's committed the whole way.
He's got
to
get his money's worth.
Hey, you guys listening?
Yeah, he's got to get his money's worth. He's on the
he only doesn't donate. But then once in a while, he will hit something. Everybody once in a while hits something, and he makes it a very expensive pot for everybody that loses because then you know he's sitting there kicking up the juice and big bet and whatnot. You know what I mean?
That's great.
Hey, Paulie, I got something for you.
What do you got? You guys don't seem very interested in my Texas Hold'em story, by the way. I really thought I was going to get more interest out of it than this.
Oh, no, we were listening. Is it over?
Yeah. I know. I understand you were listening, but did you hear me?
Oh, I can't hear. I can't hear Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, you could hear Paulie.
Yeah,
you could listen to Paulie.
All right, that's cool. Well, let's go, Seth. Let us in. What are you going to
do? All right, it's coming. Wait. Can you hear that, Paulie?
Is that the Love Boat?
Yeah.
Love.
Can you, Paulie, hear it? Exciting and new. We're playing a Love Boat theme for you. Come aboard. We lose you?
Is he there?
Uh-oh.
Henry?
We'll play it anyway. Everybody, come on. Ooh, Jacqueline Smith's on this one. Loved her. Remember Charlie's Angels? Oh, you're too young, aren't you?
I'm too young for that.
I don't even know what this song is.
It's a Love Boat. I guess he didn't like it. Wait, here comes a big chorus. Love Boat. All right.
Oh, that's big great.
Yo,
where'd you go?
We lost connection.
We lost
connection. You guys are playing the Love Boat. This is more like Castaway than the Love Boat over here.
Is it?
You understand me?
Is it?
We're in the middle of a thunderstorm. If you guys can see this, if I was on like FaceTime, you guys would see the thunderstorm that we're in. This boat is rocking. The we're at sea. We're more like Castaway than we are the Love Boat.
Did you bring Dramamine?
I sure did, pal. Are you kidding me? Can't leave home without it.
Sure. Yeah.
Dramamine?
Sure.
I'd be throwing up all over my body right now if I didn't have Dramamine.
Did you bring your glasses?
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
You what?
Your glasses. Did you bring your glasses?
Yeah, your shoes and your glasses just so we have them. We brought everything, yeah.
You gotta see how cold it is over here.
I brought the volleyball, too, in case we do sing. I gotta talk to the volleyball, you know?
Yeah, Wilson.
You know he was banging that volleyball off camera.
Wilson.
You know
was it Wilson?
Wilson. Yes.
Wilson.
You guys think he banged that Wilson?
I would.
That would have, right?
What happened?
He would have made some sand boobs from sand and banged Wilson.
Fucked the shit out of Wilson right in the little pinhole.
You think he banged Wilson? You think he got that far with it?
He's there a long time.
I don't know. I thought Wilson was more like a brother to him. I got to be honest.
But what do you... How often do you think you're whacking off if you're on an island for 5 years or whatever he was?
It's pretty
dirty. I don't know. I mean, you got to figure out how at a certain point, do you get desperate and just... whack it off more, or do you get desperate and just stop thinking about sex altogether?
That's what I'm saying.
It could be one extreme or the other, you know?
You're a dirty, salty-watered fucking little pecker with your dirty hands. do you even get the thought to jerk off at that point?
Yeah, fuck a dolphin.
Yeah, yeah. Because you're probably wondering if you're even going to live. Like, yeah. If this thing went down, first of all, I'd be wondering if I'm going to make it onto an island. Because you're in the middle of nowhere out here.
Oh, Fantasy Island.
You're in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, man. Imagine.
I'll stop it tomorrow. I'll be Haiti.
What was that?
Which I've never been, by the way.
You going to Haiti?
Hey, Labadee, Haiti. Yeah, we're just going to the beach, though. We're just going to have a beach day at Labadee, Haiti.
Yeah,
everybody on the ship gets
Haiti?
To go to the beach.
He could do some volunteer work, you know, to help people out.
Red Cross.
Yeah, well, you can hear work.
Yeah,
the next day, San Juan. There's more to do than just beaches at San Juan. What there is to do there, but we'll get the chill out over there, you know? So it's a cruise, you know what I mean? I mean, so you've done these once or twice. I mean, Seth, I'm sure you've been to the Caribbean once or twice yourself, no?
Yes, sir. I've been to Jamaica a few times for weddings.
You went on a cruise, but?
I went to cruise to Bahamas once.
Nice, huh?
Yeah.
I never went on a cruise.
I was 16, yeah, though. I was so horny, I couldn't find any girl. I made out with one girl, and that's all I can get. And I was like, oh, yeah, it was horrible. But
everyone
I gambled
says,
and drank.
Yeah,
so
everyone
good.
Says the cruise is fucking awesome.
Not when you're 16 and hard up, you know. But yeah. It was cool. I could see it. Now they're even better than ever. Stop winking. You always winking at me. Like yeah, like a Seinfeld episode when he got the pulp in his eye. I was like, pulp can move, baby.
Yeah. I got a twitch.
Yeah, a little twitch.
Did we lose him again?
Probably.
Paulie?
Yeah, he's gone. This is a great episode.
He's gone.
Piece of shit! Don't be such a fucking smartass, will ya?
Everybody that tells me about a cruise says the service is phenomenal. Like
the food?
No, like when you're done with a drink, you turn around. There's another.
I thought
one
you were talking about the phone
eight,
service.
Two, no, dude.
I was about to say what the fuck.
482. Yeah. I mean, I want to go on a cruise eventually.
My parents went on a cruise for the honeymoon.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was dope.
And they say that's what I mean. Like by the service, not definitely not the phone service.
No.
Why are you getting extra echo? But I'm scared of water. Like, I don't swim and shit. You
can't swim?
I know how to swim.
So they're going to have a lot of editing to do this episode.
Editing. You're going to do a lot of editing.
On the rotisserie.
I thought you said I was what? You what?
You are right, Spider.
I'm all right.
I am all right, Spider.
Huh?
You mumbling, stuttering little fuck you.
No. Yeah.
Tell him, Joe.
Yeah. No. Huh?
I brought heat on you?
Well, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, at least you could do is return my phone call.
At least you could do is answer the fucking phone calls.
No, I don't know what it is, but the more I talk to you, the more I feel like you just don't want to go along with me. Is that it?
Is that it? No, I don't want to go along with you.
Game on! Don't miss a second of the NFL on CBS. With CBS All Access, subscribers can stream their local market games live and get full game day coverage on TV-connected devices and tablets. From Thursday Night Football to Sunday doubleheaders, we have all your NFL on CBS excitement covered. Start your free trial now at cbs.com/NFL. That's cbs.com/NFL.
Yo.
Get to the fucking phone!
Yo.
Huh?
What's the deal over here?
Your phone sucks.
Oh, yeah, your phone, dude.
Hello?
We lost him again.
Well?
Yo.
Yo!
No, I'm back. I'm here.
You're here.
Brooklyn to the world!
We're back!
You're not here.
You're there.
So what were we saying? I mean, we were just on a certain subject before I got hung up on.
You know what I was saying was...
About? You guys went to the Bahamas? Who went to the Bahamas, Seth? You went to the Bahamas?
Bahamas. I went on a cruise. I was 16. I was hard up, I said. Yeah, because I was like, I was looking to hook
you
up.
You were hard up.
Yeah, there's no, you know, six. You know guys when you're 16, you just want to, like, you know, do something with somebody.
His
somewhere.
Pecker was hard up.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I was gambling,
so
drinking.
You went to the Bahamas at 16 years old.
Right, with my family, though. Yeah. So it's kind of lame.
Oh, well, your family. All right.
But I've been in Jamaica a bunch of times. That's fun.
I would have snuck away from my
countless
family
times.
The whole fucking
yeah,
Peter's never been on a cruise. I got to tell you, Pete will probably have fun on this cruise.
Yo, that's what I was trying to say.
Nick, you been on a cruise?
Never.
Yo, that's what I was trying to say. They say that on a cruise, like the service, and we're not talking about fucking phone service, obviously, but the service is, like, impeccable. Are you experiencing that?
What service?
Like
what service are you talking about?
Drinks. Have you had any libations?
Yeah. You have to buy packages. I have the unlimited libation package.
Right. So, like, they say, like, when you're chilling out and you're having a drink, like, by the time you're not even done with the drink yet, they bring you another one. Like, it's...
Yeah. Well, no, you actually have to ask for the drinks, but...
No.
You know.
Maybe it's a different
cruise line. They'll refill your glass if your bottle is next to you and, you know, your glass is empty. They'll come and refill your glass.
Yeah.
That's the service. But they're not going to bring you another one.
They do that at fucking Applebee's,
too. Not everybody knows you have the unlimited package. You have to show your key card, and then when you have, they know you have the unlimited package, and they know not to charge you. You know what I'm saying?
The unlimited package.
Or for the real degenerates out there, I gotta say this one. They give you like a little wristwatch, and this one I noticed at the Texas Hold'em game last night. You guys listening?
Yeah.
So the wristwatch, when guys lose all their money, they can re-up with the wristwatch. Just give them your wristwatch, and it's basically allocated to your room, and it charges to your room. So if you take out another $300, $400, $500 because you lost all your money, they'll just charge it to your room. They'll give you another $500 to play, and you get charged to the room. So you can actually put yourself in debt on the cruise to the point where you don't even realize because you're just using your wristwatch. You know what I'm saying?
You have to swap the deck.
That's like a marker on your watch.
Huh? Yeah, it's like a marker, exactly. Except that it gets back to your room, and so before you get off the ship, you got to pay it. Yeah. Or it's put on your credit card. Yeah. So go ahead. If your room is on your credit card, then it just goes all towards your credit card, you know?
Oh, so you can't
basically
even...
basically gambling off your credit card in that case, you know what I'm saying?
So you can't even, like, you can't even Antonio Tava them, then? It goes right to your card.
Yeah, there were a couple Brits... Couple Brits on the ship. Obviously, they recognize me.
Of course. Oh, nice!
The Brits are always great. Big boxing fans. One of them's a big poker player. His name's Gav, and I was hanging out with him last night, and he was getting fucking whacked, and he was getting tore up, and then he was getting tore up, and he started taking out markers. Like as a matter of fact, Gav. The first night I met him, Gav said he'd been playing this game 20 years. Me and Tex told him. Last night, he told somebody he was 50 years old. And he's been playing it for 16 years.
he's lost.
Or is it the other way around? No, he's been playing it. No, they know he's been told. No, he said he's been playing it since he's been playing it for 34 years. No, he's been playing it since he's 16 years old. That's what he said. He said he's been playing it since he's 16 years old, which means that would make him 34 years, not 20.
Hey, maybe he's not a math major.
No?
Right.
He's not good with numbers.
Hey, listen, after a couple of libations...
Yeah, exactly. Well, you got to be good with numbers if you're playing Texas Hold'em, no?
Yeah, true. That's what they say.
Good cards, you know?
Huh? Yeah. I saw a couple of Steve, two guys get steamed out in Texas Hold'em, though. The worst.
It happens.
Fucking worse.
They got to tell, that's why. They're winking like Peter Cards. And Peter, they show the tells. You know, the good players, they know. They know.
Yeah, they know.
They know. What else is going on? All right, hang up.
That's what's going on.
I was like, it gets a little quiet. You're like, he's gone.
There's nothing going on?
Yeah, I guess not.
You only exist out here because of me. That's the only reason. Without me, every fucking wise guy still around, I'll take a piece of your fucking Jew ass. Then where are you going to go?
Ouch. Leave my Jew ass alone.
Yeah. Huh?
You know what you're doing over there?
No.
Star Wars.
You know, I was never a big Bill Murray fan.
How do you not like Bill Murray?
I don't know.
What's wrong with you?
I don't even know what that is.
What?
Yo.
What do you mean, what?
Hey, what?
Hey, what?
Nicky
what?
Lupo.
He goes, what?
I'll tell you what. Nicky Lupo doesn't know who Bill Murray is.
No, sir.
How am I supposed to know who he is?
How are you supposed to know? You're supposed to have a...
He made like 75,000 movies.
You live under a rock?
I don't know. I don't watch directors.
He's at the club doing ecstasy, telling the strangers he loves them.
I don't look up the directors of the movies.
He's not the director! He's an actor!
Oh, all right.
Oh Jesus Christ. We have to say hello. We got one word.
I give up.
Oh, boy.
Bill Murray, he's been in a lot of fucking movies.
All right. You know what?
It's time.
Hey, you guys ever work with a personal trainer?
My best friend's a personal trainer.
All right, yeah, what about you? Is. I actually got certified as a personal trainer couple years ago. Yeah, I did, just because I wanted to. Just because I was into it. I went to the program. This program, actually, NASM, is one of the best programs there is. And some of the top trainers I know actually got their personal training through NASM. That's the National Academy of Sports Medicine. They're looking for people who want an exciting career in the fitness industry where you wake up every day doing something you love. It is great. I've trained some people just for fun, and it's cool to help people and show people. Obviously, for any real good trainers out there, you guys know the first thing is your diet. Yeah, first thing, how do we get abs? Like, stop eating.
Yeah.
Crap. You know?
Run.
But NASM is, as I said, NASM, but it's NASM, National Academy of Sports Medicine. I say NASM because I see NASM. I say
shorten it up.
Yeah. Yeah, I say NASM. The trainers are really good. It's definitely one of the best, if not the best, program for personal training. And the thing is, people think, oh, personal trainer is just like a goofy guy at your local gym. Like, it's like anything else. Is you get as much out of it as you put into it. You can get certifications for kettlebells. You can get certifications right. for TRX. You get certification for specific types of athletic exercise. You know, it's up to you. I know trainers that make six figures. I mean,
right?
Yeah.
You know, the cool thing about it is it becomes a lifestyle for the trainer too, because you
healthy
know,
lifestyle.
To have a selling point to say, "Come train with me," you wanna look the part. And
nothing bothers me more when I see trainers are not in shape.
I'm right? Like,
are
exactly.
You kidding me?
When it's you need like, a trainer for the trainer, you right. know, it's,
yeah,
it's
that's
an issue.
When it's bad.
It's like football
like
coaching.
Your friend Nick.
My friend
specimen.
Nick is he's with NASM. He works at the Equinox Gym on Wall Street.
Oh, good.
And yeah, he's a specimen.
I bet.
Yeah.
You know, it's great if you're into it. Like, that's why I did it, because I'm into health and fitness. So I went on weekends and I got certified. It's cool. I actually went through Equinox. It's cool. You get paid to stay in shape. You get to set your own hours. You know, you pick and choose where you want to work. You know, and it's awesome. If I wasn't here doing this, getting paid to talk to you guys,
yeah,
I'd be a personal trainer.
Exactly.
For sure. You know, do what you truly enjoy and get paid for it. There's no better time than now to get started on your certification with the National Academy of Sports Medicine. Plus, NASM guarantees you'll land a job as a personal trainer within 60 days of earning your CPT certification or your money back guaranteed.
Wow.
That's pretty
That's
awesome.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, so your friend did it, and he's probably making bank down in Equinox.
Yeah, he just started there, but he likes
started.
It. Yeah.
If you start and you
he
do well,
a lot.
You have the mm-hmm. gift of gab, too, but, you know.
They're doing free 14-day trial.
Go ahead. Why don't you tell them the whole thing?
Go to myusatrainer.com.
No. You got to do it with some feeling.
Do it.
Go to myusatrainer.com for free 14-day free trial of their fast and fun online program. That's myusatrainer.com, myusatrainer.com. Restrictions apply. Visit myusatrainer.com for details. That's pretty cool. If you're interested, you should go check it out, and you'll see if something you want to do. I got to tell people, it's not as easy as you think. There's a lot of study involved.
It is, because you got to know the body. You got to know everything. I remember
an 8-week course at Equinox, and then I studied for two tests. I had to pass their test, and I had to pass another test.
Yeah.
But NASM is the shit.
It's worth it once you get through the test and stuff.
They like it when you curse, too, so say something nice about them and use some cursing.
Well, you said you're into fitness.
I'm into fitness.
How about fitness cock in your mouth?
I don't think that's what they have.
No?
In but right. No, NASM, like your friends in it.
Lift fucking weights.
Yeah.
How about that?
Oh, that's part of it. It's not exactly what the message is, but yeah.
Go run on a fucking treadmill.
Look, if you're into it and you want to do that as you know, it's just like I got certified just because it's something I wanted to do, you know, for myself. Yeah. But if it's looking for a career, it's really cool. And it's great if it's something that you're passionate about. So many people are in careers that they're not passionate about, you know? And it's cool to if you're passionate about this and you're helping people.
If you notice, if you talk to a personal trainer, he's the happiest guy going to work every day.
Yeah.
That's one thing I know.
I get it offhand every day, and he's excited to go to work every day. Like,
your boy's in Wall Street, so he's probably stretching out some hot
yes.
Wall Street
yes,
ladies.
Definitely.
Exactly. He's probably gonna end up like Tom Cruise in Cocktail. He's gonna have like a hot girlfriend. Remember, Tom Cruise was like he had a hot rich girlfriend in the movie before he went down to bartend down the islands. Do you remember the movie Cocktail? Or I'm just a loser because I watched Cocktail.
I mean, I watched him. I was young,
but I saw it again recently. He had like a hot girlfriend who was kind of keeping him. He was a kept boy, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm sure if he's a personal trainer, he can land one of those. You
and
know?
That yeah, that's awesome. But even when you look at it, like, they look at you as a project. You know, if you're the fat guy who's like married and kids, and your wife says, "Honey, maybe you should lose a few pounds," you know? Like, the trainer's like, "I'm going to get you exactly where you want to be." Like, you know what I mean? And when he does it, he did himself a service, you know what I mean? And you're actually like, "Oh, wow, I could go on the beach next summer," you know? Like, he's psyched. He's just as psyched as you are because he did his job.
But you people getting the trainers, you got to want it, okay?
You're
not going to show up at a gym and work miracles.
No, gotta, like, of course. But that's what I'm saying. If you do what he's telling you and you put in as much effort as he is,
you'll have results.
Yeah, exactly.
No doubt. All right, so what are we going to do now? Want to go back to this?
The love boat.
Yeah. No more love boats.
I'm probably going to get fired for playing this.
Love. Let's talk about some other stuff in the sports world.
Oh, yeah, we actually have a lot of stuff to talk about.
A lot of stuff.
Are we going to try to get him back on or what?
Yeah, we will.
All right. Is he waiting?
I'm tired of playing fucking phone tag with him, to be honest.
Like, you're it.
Yeah.
You're it, Peter.
He's been it for the last 10 times.
Peter, I'm call you now. You call me.
Yeah.
Let's call each other.
I missed you.
You're so handsome.
What happened to the fucking tough guy? I told my friend, stick it up his fucking ass.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, look at Coughlin.
Yeah.
Coughlin's on the TV.
Oh, he's on the TV. Yeah. What a shock that he resigned. I was shocked.
No, really, though.
What do you mean, really, though? Everybody knew that was coming.
I know.
He's not going to get fired. He's going to ask him to resign. He'll say, okay, I'll resign.
Right. But that's a classy way to do it, right?
Sure. How about give it an extra day? Why do you have to do it the same day everyone else gets fired? How about do it on Tuesday? You're doing Monday. Everybody's, you're fired. You resign. Bullshit.
Well, Chip Kelly got fired before the season even ended.
Yeah.
A lot of people did.
They wanted to get a jump on it because their season was already over.
He got fired a week before. A lot of people got fired on Sunday.
Yeah.
Really?
The Browns coach.
Yeah.
He got fired on Sunday.
People were getting launched.
I think sometimes they fire coaches too quick, unless the whole team hates them. I can understand that. But sometimes you inherit a team, you can't work miracles overnight. So 52 players on a roster.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
you got Johnny Manziel, Austin Davis, got like 9 different quarterbacks. I mean, come on.
I like the kid, Austin Davis. Why don't they play him?
Nobody gets a shot. You always think, like, what happened to Matt Sims? How come he never got a chance to play? He always looked good in the preseason.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and he's got the pedigree.
Yeah. His father was pretty damn good.
Chris Sims had a couple good seasons. He's all
right. What happened to him? He got hurt, and that was it.
He grew up a privileged kid, and he didn't have
he got hurt bad.
Did he?
Yeah.
Concussions, right?
His fucking... He, like, crushed his...
Larynx?
Something like that, yeah.
Wow.
When he was on the Buccaneers.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
he had some success in the Buccaneers. Yeah,
yeah, he did. It wasn't bad at all.
Even Brian Greasy too. Like these guys, these second generation guys that come in to go.
But yeah, like I was saying, somebody like Chuck Pagano, you know, he beat cancer and all that, and then a lot of people thought that he was going to get the boot, and you know, listen, this whole season he didn't have Andrew Luck.
Yeah, he didn't get the boot. It's a very thin roster. Come on,
people are harsh, man. They don't want to hear it.
A lot of people were giving. Letting out reports that they thought he was going to get released.
Yeah.
I actually thought he was. I thought I saw it on the TV yesterday.
Eli Manning was crying at Coughlin's press conference.
Yeah, they had a good relationship.
That's nice. That's cute.
That's real cute.
He's like my dad.
Well, I don't give a fuck.
All right. Tom Coughlin, yeah. We were talking earlier about it, and you're like, oh.
He had to go.
You think he's overrated or something. No. You're out of your mind.
Not that. Just they were praising him too much.
He won 2 Super Bowls.
We only made the playoffs 5 times.
It's not the Yankees. It's okay. His record was
102-90 in 12 seasons with the Giants. Right. Get out of here. That's horrible.
It's not horrible. You know why? Because one game he won is worth all those games combined, is beating an undefeated team in the Super Bowl. You do that, you get free ride from me. I'm sorry. I'm not even a Giant fan.
There's no doubt about it. Right? That he's a phenomenal coach. There's no doubt about it.
And he beat the 18-0 Patriots, probably the best team of all time. You could say that.
One of them, yeah.
Who would have beat that team? There. Except for that Giants in that day. How many times did the Giants beat them 10 out of 10?
No, I know. No.
Right?
The 85 Bears would have had something to say about that.
The defense, yeah. Well, the athletes are bigger, stronger, faster now. So
I know. Yeah.
Comparison, but is that the best offense you guys have ever seen? I mean, come on.
It's up there.
They were ridiculous. Yeah,
they had Randy Moss.
It's just the whole connection with team. Belichick and Brady. But, I mean, like I said.
So that win counts a
he's a phenomenal
times.
Coach. And I remember hearing Strahan say, I went from not wanting to look at the guy
to loving him
to refusing to play for anybody else.
What happened was you've heard the whole stories, right? Where he was such a hard ass. He's like, no talking and ties and socks.
Coughlin
and
time.
And the owner, Mara, I think it was, he said, you got to lighten up. You got to start being a player's coach. And he did. He got the message. And then what else they said? They said the Yankees won in 2009 because they told Girardi to read an article about Coughlin because he was the same way, a hard ass. So, like, they started, instead of being such a hard ass in spring training and in training camp for Giants, took him bowling. Yeah, I listened to Derek Ward, who's on the radio last night, and he said, yeah, get in the bus, we're going bowling. We all looked at each other like, is this a test?
Is this a fucking joke?
Yeah, are we going to get in trouble if we go on the bus? Because they weren't used to that. So you got to learn to lighten up a little bit. There's got to be a balance, right? You can't just be hard ass. Although, I don't know, Parcells seemed like he was a hard ass, but I guess, you know. That was more old school.
He was the biggest hard ass.
Yeah. Like, but he also loved you if you played for him.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Him and LT were like fucking... I heard stories that LT used to be like, all right, Bill, I got to be on the green at 4:05. Let's get the meeting fucking going. Like, let's go. Yeah. And he would look at the fucking board and be like, I know this like the back of my hand. Why do I need to be here for these? Like,
so he's like the Goodwill Hunting of football.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, it was like insane. And he'd be like, I'm not going to keep showing up to these stupid meetings. And they would go at it.
Talking about practice?
Yeah. Talking about practice? Not the game. Not the game.
Practice.
But yeah, and like people say Beckham would never get away with what he gets away with now if there was Parcells. Yeah.
Well, he said he wouldn't get away with it if there was a more veteran leadership on the team. When it was like Strahan and
right,
Antonio Pierce,
yeah, the older guys, yeah. Like they would, because Coughlin made a veteran committee. That's what he did too when he became a player coach. He needed some guys to make sure
you need
the team
leaders.
In shape.
Yeah, one thing about
that's
Brandon
what Giants
Jacobs,
don't have these last couple of years.
Yeah, Brandon Jacobs was a rah rah guy. They call
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
like,
he was.
If you're fucking up, he's gonna grab you by your fucking cage and smash you all over the place.
What happened to? You know, he's half Jewish too. Oh boy,
who? Brandon Jacobs.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, true story.
He's an amateur fighter, too.
Yeah.
Amateur boxer. Yeah.
What happened to Shockey? Whatever happened to Shockey?
He's a dickhead.
Did he get hurt or something?
Well, he's just too... Nobody wants to deal with him.
Right.
He's like the Terrell Owens. He's like the Chad Ochocinco's. They're talented as all hell. But when you're a noisemaker in a locker room and it's negative, they don't want to deal with you.
You call
and
yourself
then that
a
whole,
man.
Exactly. And that whole... Oh, speaking of which, you call yourself a man.
You call yourself a man.
Shockey was the rat behind that whole fucking the Saints with the what do you call it when they
the
bounty thing?
The bounty.
He's
the one that started ratting everybody out.
Piece of shit.
Exactly.
That's exactly what he is.
You're a real fucking mutt.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why he got blackballed.
Yeah, because people don't want to, you know, people don't want to fucking play with a guy like that.
Oh, they were threatening to hurt the other players.
He was going to hurt a quarterback. and he knew it. And the coach knew it. And everybody knew it. And he went through. I said, don't do it. And he said, shut up.
And Jeremy. Then they put money on a table. And I just turned away because I really didn't like it.
Because I already made my money.
Yeah.
Bitches.
And they don't like me because I complain and I put my hair in a ponytail.
He was annoying, man. He's a good fucking player, too.
Yeah.
Oh, what are we doing?
You want to get this guy back on the phone?
Who?
Let's call him.
Who?
Let's call this little fucking midget.
Huh? Yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Exciting.
Is that when he puts us on hold? Oh, we're on hold. Let's see if he picks up.
We're expecting you. Life's sweetest reward.
Yo.
Hello.
There you go.
I gotta be honest. I'm not crazy about the phone service on the ship.
Yes.
I'll be honest.
Really?
Neither are we.
We love it.
I mean, bro, you gotta see the storm that's outside right now.
Crazy, huh?
The whole deck is empty. The top deck is empty. Nobody, everybody left the pool. Everybody left everything. Totally ruined.
Did anybody jump off the boat?
We finally came in the Caribbean. I thought, like, you know, we're gonna hang out. You know, I was gonna get to hang out by the pool and, like, you know, just do some kind of crazy shit, like going to water slide and stuff.
Crazy shit, the water slide.
None of that's allowed.
Nobody jumped off the fucking ship.
Huh?
Nobody jumped off the ship?
No, nobody jumped off ships. Nobody jumped off ships. I'm talking about people just took off. They're off the deck. They're back inside the ship, you know? Like, there's stores and shit in the ship. There's, you know, usually during the day, everybody hangs out on the deck. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Nobody jumping off ships. This isn't the kind of ship you jump off of. This is it's like a floating skyscraper. If you jump off this ship, you die, you go dead.
Like,
you know?
you get dead.
You get dead, yeah.
The,
like, look, I'm dead. You know what I mean?
Hey,
like,
look, take a picture. You know? I'm dead. Whoops.
Yeah, exactly. You guys talked about the Giants already?
Yeah. Coughlin resigned.
The Super Bowl season they had? You know, we talk about American football. What about European football? You know, soccer. What about that Jose Mourinho got fired a few weeks last week?
Yo, Zidane!
What about Pep Guardiola said he's leaving Bayern Munich? This is his last year in Bayern Munich, and he wants to go coach in the English Premier League next year. What about these crazy coaching changes in the European soccer?
Guess who's the coach of Madrid?
Zinedine Zidane.
Zinedine Big Head Zidane.
His initials are ZZ? Yeah.
Rafa Benitez. Rafa Benitez got fired from Real Madrid. Honestly, I don't understand what the big deal is Rafa Benitez. I don't think he's done well since he was at Liverpool. At Liverpool, he had a pretty good stretch. I mean, he actually made two Champions League finals. He beat Milan in one of them, where he got totally lucky because there was a penalty that was given to him that he didn't deserve. And then in 2 years later, he gets to the Champions League final again, coincidentally against Milan again, and he loses. But still, he was a very, very nice run he had over at Liverpool. Before that, I think he coached I don't know who he was coaching, but he did very well with another team. Was it Valencia? He did very well with another team before Liverpool. But after his Liverpool days, honestly, this guy's not done so great. He did a decent job at Napoli, but I don't know, man. I don't understand what all the hype is about Benitez. I think it's to the point now where I think this might have been his last job with a top team. I think now, you know, at some point, coaches get relegated to, like, going from championship-level teams, and they become, like, instead they become guys who, like, save teams from going to relegation, you know? Like, some coaches specialize in winning championships. Some coaches specialize in saving teams from relegation, you know?
Like the guy with the scarf.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of guys, even in Italy. You know, there was Mazzone in Italy used to do that.
The guy with the scarf, right?
Beppe Cosmi used to do that in Italy. I'll tell you the guys who used to do that in Italy, you know. But what I'm saying
who's
is
the guy with the
Rafa Benitez has been with championship level teams. I think he's at the point where he might have to start changing his approach and just be the guy that saves teams from getting relegated. You know, he might be the guy who might, you know, maybe in this year you coach Real Madrid. Next year, I don't know. You know, you coach like you know, Bolton or something. You know, actually, Bolton's already in the league championship. They're already not in the Premier League, but you know, Levante or something. You know, I don't know. You know, one of those teams that struggles to stay in the top league of their country every year. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think Rafa Benitez, he's out of lives at the top level. You know.
Game on! Don't miss a second of the NFL on CBS. With CBS All Access, subscribers can stream their local market games live and get full game day coverage on TV-connected devices and tablets. From Thursday Night Football to Sunday doubleheaders, we have all your NFL on CBS excitement covered. Start your free trial now at cbs.com/NFL. That's cbs.com/NFL.
It's been weird, you know, there's a lot of coaching changes. Even in NFL football, a lot of coaching changes, right? What have you guys been talking about? Everybody lost their job. No, Sean Payton lost his job.
Yo,
right?
First off, who's the fucking guy with the scarf?
Who?
The Italian coach. Remember Sassuolo? Who's the guy with the scarf?
The guy with the scarf.
The scarf.
No, bro,
scarf.
There was Beppe Cosmi and there was Mazzone. There was another one, Mazzone. I don't know. Which one is the guy with the scarf? I don't know.
The scarf. The scarf. Jeffrido.
Ah!
The scarf. The scarf.
Scarf.
That's Pepe Cosmi. The scarf. Cosmi. Yeah, it's Pepe Cosmi.
Huh? All right. Now, what do you think? What do you think Zidane will do? How do you think he'll do as a coach?
Huh? I don't know. I know Zidane was obviously an assistant with Madrid. They didn't just grab him out of nowhere, you know. Like he was an assistant with Madrid. Or he was with their. He was in their system somewhere. So I don't think he's, like, going to be totally a rookie to this. And I think the players will respect him because, after all, he is Zinedine Zidane. But, of course, it'll be interesting. You know, I think a mid-season change is a cause for a little bit of panic. I mean, you don't like to see mid-season changes unless things are really bad. And, obviously, by Real Madrid standards, things were really bad, you know? So, you know, it was time to make a change. Barcelona, and Atletico are the top teams in the Liga right now. I think in first place is Atletico is in first place, but I think Barcelona has a game in hand or something like that. You know, and Real is third. You know, so Real is still in the Champions League hunt. But, you know, of course, they want to be in the Primera Liga championship hunt as well, you know. So, you know, we'll see how that plays out, you know, but it'll be a bit strange, you know. Atletico is still like a dark horse. Atletico is always a dark horse. A couple of years ago, they won the Primera Liga, you know?
Yeah.
So Atletico is still like a dark horse. They have a great coach. I think Diego Simeone is an awesome coach, you know? I think Simeone, I remember him at Argentina. He's a very good midfielder. And as a coach, he started out saving teams from relegation. As a coach, he did the same thing. You know, he started out saving Catania from relegation, you know? The Sicilian team, Catania, from relegation in Serie A. And then from there, he had a couple good seasons. And from there, Atletico Madrid picked him up. So he went from a guy that saved teams from relegation to a guy that wins the La Liga Primera Liga title in Spain, you know? So he's a good coach. I think Simeone is actually the best coach of the bunch. You know, I think he's a better coach than Luis Enrique at Barcelona. I think I rate him higher than Rafa Benitez. Obviously, I know he's working with a lot with a much less budget, and he's doing a lot with that much less budget. Obviously, he's got good players. I mean, Diego Godin is a good player. Even I can't stand him because he scored the goal in the 2014 World Cup that eliminated Italy with Uruguay. But Godin is a very good defender. He's got some good players on Atletico. But still, Simeone is doing a lot with less of what he's got to work, less of what's to work with than do Barcelona and what do Real Madrid have, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Do you think Zidane will headbutt any of the players if they get him tight?
You know, if they piss him off, I don't know. I mean, what do our listeners think? You think that if things get to that point, you guys think Zidane starts throwing headbutts in practice?
I think
you know. I mean, I don't think he's gonna teach that move. But I think you know, if guys don't listen to him, or if things start go, say things stay just as bad as they are with Rafa Benitez, Zidane might start throwing headbutts in practice. I mean, it might get to that point. You know,
in a lot.
What do you think though? Who gets it first though? Is somebody like Gareth Bale? Does he go up to somebody like Gareth Bale and headbutt him right in the chest?
Or like Cristiano, like you fucking pretty boy, like boom and just fucking.
You think he starts right at the top? You think he starts right at the top of Messi Ronaldo? I thought he was gonna work his way up, you know, like maybe start at one of the top guns like Gareth Bale or something, and then get to Ronaldo if things didn't change. But you say he starts right at the top.
Well, you never know.
If things don't go away, he goes right for Ronaldo and starts throwing headbutts.
Well, you come in as an assistant to the head coaching position, you gotta fucking shake shit up, you know what I mean?
You gotta make a statement, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. Ronaldo's already good at really at diving. I mean, if Ronaldo catches the headbutt from Zidane, what do you think he'll do as far as have his makeshift dives?
I don't think he's going to need to dive.
If they can give cards in practice, I mean, Ronaldo will make like he's dead, no?
I don't think he's going to need to fake that one with the size of fucking Zidane's head. No, Youssef.
Why you don't think Materazzi exaggerated the headbutt?
Yeah,
come on, bro.
Of course.
I mean, I'm Italian. We're Italian. We love the fact that he got the red card. But Materazzi, nobody dies from a headbutt to the chest.
Absolutely.
Nobody does that.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's
so, if Materazzi put on Oscar winning performance like that, imagine what Ronaldo could do.
Oh my god.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And by the way, I think we crossed the worst of the storm. The water's calming down. It's still cloudy as hell. But I can at least see, you know, on the horizon as opposed to before I couldn't see anything.
But don't those storms usually last a few minutes and then it stops raining?
I don't know, bro. That's for you how they are in Florida. But apparently we've been in one that's been all day.
Oh, okay.
It's been cloudy all day. It's still cloudy. Hopefully when I get to Haiti tomorrow, there's some sun. I don't want to be on the beach with no sun, you know?
Do you know what the storm's thinking?
What's the storm thinking?
I don't know. I'm asking if you know.
I don't know. What, are we a meteorologist? Go
kind of.
On over here.
A little bit.
At least you're not freezing your balls off in 20-degree weather over
here.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, it was minus three.
Did anybody watch the UFC fight this weekend?
Oh, UFC.
The Lawler Condit, right?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever his name is.
Good fight.
Lawler Condit was a good fight, but I thought Larkin and Tumanov was also a good fight.
Yeah, man.
That was a good card. I got to be honest with you.
It was.
I wasn't sure for sure that Lawler won the fight. I don't know if I agreed with that decision. I thought Condit might have edged it out, you know, but it was close. What do you guys think?
Definitely close. I tend to favor the guys that have boxing backgrounds.
Yeah,
but,
I thought Condit could have won that. As a matter of fact, in both of those close fights, I thought the other guy won. I thought the judges got it wrong both times because I thought Larkin beat Tumanov too. You know?
Yeah. I remember you saying that. Hey, that kid is really athletic, Larkin.
Tumanov is really athletic. I thought he controlled the pace. I mean, I thought Tumanov landed some great shots himself, but when he did, get into his roles, he did very well. As a matter of fact, I thought the momentum started changing slightly more towards Tumanov when he started landing those body shots. And nobody said that on that telecast, but when Tumanov started throwing left hook to the body, it made Larkin a little bit more gun shy. It started to eliminate Larkin's lateral movement, which was bothering Tumanov big time early in that fight. But once the body shot started getting in, Tumanov started landing a really nice left hook to the body and started double on it and stuff like a real boxer. And, you know, you saw Larkin's lateral movement start to dissipate, you know, and he was starting to, I mean, he still had the athleticism, but the lateral movement, the left to right and right to left movement slowly started to slow down and was gone altogether. Still, it was a very close competitive fight, and I thought both guys are really skilled, and, you know, I like to see the fight again, if anything, you know. And by the same token, I thought Lawler and Condit really gave a throw as well. I thought, you know, they gave the fans their money's worth. They went at it. I just thought Condit won the fight.
I'd like to see both of those fights again.
You like to what?
I'd like to see both of those fights again. Both
speak
rematches.
Up. Speak
yeah,
up.
Why not? Just rematch the whole UFC thing. What about oh man, who's the guy that got knocked out? The heavyweight, Russian heavyweight, man, the one who's been around.
Arlovsky.
Oh, I felt so bad for him.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, his chin was definitely.
What was that? The guy's name Stipe. What was the guy's name that knocked him off? Stipe something.
Something like
Stipe
that.
Stipe or something.
Stiope.
Whatever. Stipe.
Like yeah.
I'll look him up for you.
Stipe. You know the guy that knocked him out, right?
Yeah. He Arlovsky.
Are you guys watching any of these fights, or am I the only one talking about them?
Unfortunately,
what the fuck am I doing over here?
Unfortunately.
Give me
a name. Stipe Miocic.
Yeah, Stipe Miocic.
Stipe, unfortunately,
he knocked out Arlovsky, and I mean Arlovsky's had a long career, and he's obviously been champion and all that, and he's a guy you got to respect him just for his longevity alone, and he was almost back at the big dance, but the thing that's betrayed Arlovsky on the thing that betrayed Arlovsky Saturday is the thing that's betrayed him a lot of times when he's come up short, and that's his chin. I mean,
I was just gonna say that you cut me off, you fucking
got
midget.
Out there early. I mean, well, how great is it when you get a knockout that early? Obviously, I can't really relate to this, but when you get a knockout that early, and you feel like you didn't even fight, yeah, you get a nice check after the fight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get the same
how
check.
How great is that?
You get the you same know? Check.
Well, you don't have any bruises. You're probably not even sore because your warm-up probably took longer than the fight. Like, Miocic's warm-up probably took longer than the fight, you know?
It is nice.
How great is that?
It is nice.
No?
Yeah, exactly.
You are a real man. High five.
Yeah. Exactly. One of those.
But yeah, no.
I was gonna say that, and then you know, one thing I noticed on this cruise that I didn't have on the cruise that I went on last. This is the second cruise of my life. I went on a cruise 12 years ago, and we didn't have any TV on that cruise. So this time on the cruise, we actually have service, which is why I'm on the phone. A phone service.
Oh yeah, service is great.
It's really good.
Some additions to technology, and we get international television channels. That's pretty cool. So I get like ESPN international and shit. I saw the Jets blow it on Sunday. I watched the Jets game.
Oh, you watched the fucking Jets?
Yeah, I watched the Jets blow it. Yep.
Oh, listen to this.
Why the Jets get out the season they have and blow it against the Bills the last game of the year? That's so New York Jets.
What about
only the Jets could do something like that?
Coming off a win against New England, Nikki was waiting for me to get to the studio, and he hears this DHL driver talking to one of the security guys here, and they're both complaining. Uh-huh. Nick, what were they saying?
They were. One guy was blaming Revis. The other guy was blaming Fitzpatrick with his 5 interceptions. And they were just.
Revis didn't have a great game, and obviously Fitzpatrick didn't have a great game either. I mean, but again, it's the Jets.
If you put on that uniform,
something happens. You know what I mean?
Cursed.
I remember when I was a kid, there was a thing, I think the Jets quarterback was Boomer Esiason or something like that. I remember they drove like 99 yards in like 2 minutes to bring the game within 2 points, and they needed a 2-point conversion, and they blow a 2-point conversion. I remember there was a Jets fan I used to go to school with, and I remember him giving me the same line I'm giving you guys now. He goes, only the Jets could drive 99 yards in 2 minutes and then miss a 2-point conversion. And I said, yeah, that's a good point. And just by that same token, only the Jets could finish the season the way they were finishing it, red hot, looking good,
10-6.
Went over the Patriots, and then needing to win against the Bills to get in the playoffs, and suddenly they just die.
10-6.
It smelled like a ship.
You put on that uniform, that's bound to happen. Even if you're a great player like Darrell Revis, it's bound to you're going to have a bad game. In that deciding game, you're going to have a bad game. Well, that's the way it works. That's why they're the Jets.
Darrell Revis,
I don't even mean to hate on him. You know, listen, I feel bad. You know, I'm saying it because I feel bad. I don't even hate him.
Darrell Revis is like LeBron. He got the most money. He left, got a ring, came back, and got the most money again. He's got the best agent in the world. He's got a ring, and he's happy playing at MetLife Stadium. And just like, listen, we went 10-6, we didn't make it. I got a ring, guys. You guys want to leave and come back? That's fine. I'm not mad at you.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Can I put you guys?
What about the Patriots? So the Patriots actually lost 4 of their last 6 going into the playoffs.
They
lost home field advantage.
They did, yeah.
What do you say to that?
People are like, oh, they had nothing to play for. I'm like, what are you, smoking crack? I mean,
but Seth, they're a little unhealthy.
You think they want to go to Denver?
They don't.
Nobody starts out
10-0 and then goes 2-4 the next four games.
Seth wants to say something.
Horrible.
They've been a little unhealthy. I mean, that extra week
off.
Although,
by the same token, I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a history lesson, and Bill Belichick is actually involved in this one. Bill Belichick, the coach of the Patriots, was a Giants defensive coordinator in 1990. The Giants started 10-0 in 1990. and then finished 3-3 in their last six. So almost 2-4, a little bit better. But then they won the Super Bowl.
Ah, so I was at the game.
Just because you don't finish so hot after such a great start, you don't necessarily have to get written off. And Bill Belichick can attest to this himself because he's actually been part of a team that had a similar type of run. So we'll see what these guys do in the playoffs. You know, I don't want to write them off completely yet because it's hard. Bill Belichick's a guy who's hard to write off, and obviously the Patriots, Tom Brady and the gang are a tough group to write off. But definitely it's going to make things a little bit more difficult having to go to Denver. Although Denver has to play Pittsburgh this week. So even if the game's in Denver,
it's not easy to deal with,
you know?
They don't have to play Denver.
They got the bye.
No.
Oh, they got the bye. Oh, next week, whatever. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Let's set something. I got myself confused a little bit.
Seth has a story for us.
Paulie.
Huh?
Paulie. Paulie.
Guys.
Paulie. Hey. Take
you
the
guys,
turkey.
Do you guys listen? Are you guys hearing me?
Hey, take the turkey out of the oven.
Are you guys listening to me?
Yeah, we hear you.
We've been listening. Can you listen for a second?
All right, so I'm asking who my Pittsburgh Steelers playing this week.
Hold
They're playing Cincinnati!
Cincinnati. They're playing Cincinnati, the division rival. You got to play them twice during the season, and then you got to play them again the first week of the playoffs.
This guy's trying to make another fucking point. Right. Would you hold on and let Seth talk for once?
NFL's got to do something about that. You know, like baseball has the wild card, can't play their team in their own division in the first round? You know what I'm saying?
We got to mute him.
Put it back on.
What were you going to say? I'm going to call him back. What were you saying?
No, you didn't.
Yeah, we hung up on him.
He talks too much.
He needs a break.
This is not showtime.
Oh, my God. We need him back. We need him back.
What were you going
to
say?
I was going to say 1990, Giants were 10-0. I went to a home game against Buffalo, and Phil Simms went down. They lost that game. That was the first loss.
Oh, that was the first one?
And I was also going to say that I got the Lions and the picks here. Oh, wait. I got to play the Love Boat. Wait,
it floats back to you.
We lost you. What?
I'll be in trouble. Listen to the show.
I'm okay.
Soon we'll be making another run.
Guys, hello? Shalom?
Yeah. Yo, we lost you. Seth was trying to say something.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to make a point here. You guys hang up on me.
What else is new? Seth has been trying to make a point for 40 minutes.
It's all right.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to make a point here, all right? The point I'm trying to make is if teams are from the same division, they shouldn't play each other in the first round of the playoffs. That's how baseball does it, okay? The wild card, even if the best division winner has to play against the wild card, if the best division winner is in the wild card division, then they don't play each other. They mix things around instead.
Thank you. We will be sure.
The NFL should do the same thing. Why do the Steelers and Bengals have to play each other again in the first week of the playoffs?
We will be sure to hold off on that till later on if they can.
You can't punish teams because they earned another seed.
We're gonna be sure to email Roger Goodell about that. Let Seth say what he wanted to say, please.
Hey,
thank you.
All right, so look, I got all the games coming up this weekend. I got the lines. Let's all of us make our picks.
No, tell them what you were gonna say.
Oh, boy,
fucking
say,
hump.
Oh, because I already said. Paulie, 1990. I was at the 10-0 Giants were hosting the Buffalo Bills. Phil Simms went down, and that's the first game they lost that year. And then Jeff Hostetler came in and took them to the Super Bowl.
You were at the Giants Bills game in 90?
I was there. Yes.
Wow, when Simms got hurt, yeah, I remember that game. I was watching it on TV,
and they lost the game. Yeah.
Wow, yeah, and the Bills beat us, yep.
Yep, I was there, man.
Imagine that if you weren't talking the whole time. He could have said that like 25 minutes ago.
It's his show. Pete Lee Malone. I got to play both sides.
Yeah.
Hey, let's make some picks.
That's a pretty cool little tidbit that you gave us. That's cool.
You're welcome. Let's make some picks.
But it wasn't our first loss of the season, but we did lose. Yeah, it was one of our losses. Yeah.
It was the first loss. That was it. Yeah. It was 10-0.
That was not our first loss of the season. We lost to the Eagles, actually.
I'm going
to
Google.
That made us 10-1. The Eagles beat the shit out of us first. Then we lost to San Fran. The Bills game was actually our final loss of the season.
Maybe that was
tell you
it.
The truth.
Was that when Phil went down?
We lost to the Eagles and San Fran back to back.
You got a good memory for a guy who boxed for a living.
I have a great memory. You probably have the computer in front of you, so you're probably stat checking it right now realizing just how right I am.
All right, I'm gonna bow down. You can't see me, but I'm bowing right now.
He's actually good when it comes to the
show. That was our last loss of the season, and then obviously we got revenge on the Bills in Super Bowl 25, and we beat them. But again, the point is the Patriots don't write them off yet. You know, this is a Bill Belichick coach team. Belichick was part of that Giants team. He's seen this before. He's probably telling his team the same exact thing I'm telling you people. That he's probably giving the same exact example because it's eerily similar. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Good point.
Yo, Seth has the games in front of him this week. Let's make some picks.
Let's go. All right.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Go ahead. All right. Go for it.
Chiefs at Texans. The Chiefs are the visiting team, but they're -3. Pete, go ahead.
Chiefs.
All right. Nicky Lupo.
Chiefs.
Who's -3?
Chiefs on the road in Houston.
Oh, who's -3?
Kansas City Chiefs -3 at Houston.
Wow. Yeah, well, the Chiefs won 10 in a row, bro. They're like a team on a mission right now.
So you're taking KC? Hey.
I don't know. That's a good game, but honestly, the NFL was very evenly matched. That's the one thing I got to give the NFL credit with.
You got to make a pick.
Those are very tough games to pick.
You got to make a pick.
Gun to your head.
I got to make a pick.
Who
do you
fucking...
All right, you know what? Fuck it. I'll pick KC because I like Andy Reid. KC it is.
You are a real man. High five.
All right, I'm going to take Houston just because you guys all took KC.
All right. That's a spoiler.
Next game, Steelers at Bengals. Steelers -2.5.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Is Dalton playing or not?
I don't have that information.
That's a big difference there.
You got to make a pick.
I'll take the Steelers if Dalton's not playing.
No, you got to take the Steelers even if he plays. Dalton sucks in the playoffs, and Marvin Lewis is 0-6.
Good
That's
point.
True.
Paulie, who do you like?
You know what? You guys are all going Steelers? I'm going with the Bengals. The Bengals, guys. They're home. I'm going with the Bengals.
You're going with Canelo's twin?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Bengals.
I'm going.
Yeah, am I going to pick two road teams? I already picked Kansas City.
Okay,
I'm going with you, Cincinnati. Me too. I'm in. All right, Sunday games: Seattle at Minnesota. Seattle -5.5. Pete,
Seattle.
Mickey,
Seattle. Spanked the Cardinals last week.
Paulie.
Oh, I'm going to go with Seattle.
I am also going to go with Seattle. I can't take the Vikings.
I can't. No. I just don't see it happening.
Can't do it. They just don't match up at all. They don't. Right. They're not going to be able to run. Peterson's not going to be able to do anything. And then Bridgewater's going to have all the pressure on him, and he's got nobody to throw to. So they're done. All right, last game of the weekend is
Packers.
Green
Bay in Washington.
In Washington. Washington is -1. One.
Really?
Wow.
They're minus?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think the playoffs is when it's most important. I think Aaron Rodgers shines, and I think he goes into Washington and beats the fuck out of them.
Okay. Destroys them. Packers.
Wow.
By a lot.
All right. Paulie, who do you like?
What is it, Packers and who?
The Redskins.
Redskins. Redskins -1.
Redskins -1 against the Packers.
Correct.
Wow. You know what? I mean, I know the Packers haven't looked great lately. But the Redskins have not one win against a team with a winning record this year. So are they going to go get their first win over a team with a winning record in the playoffs? I don't get it. I can't go against the Packers. I mean, I know the Redskins are probably – Redskins are home, right, even though the Packers have a better record?
Yes.
All right. I can't pick the Redskins.
So you're saying discount
Packers,
double check.
Packers, for me. Packers it is.
Discount double check.
You should go watch that game with Giovanni at his restaurant.
Yeah, I know.
He'll go nuts.
He'll probably go crazy. He'll love you for that.
If he's back from Italy.
I am. I'm going to take the Redskins.
Are you?
Yep.
That's big balls.
Playing well at home, and Green Bay's been very inconsistent, and they don't look sharp.
They're very inconsistent. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I don't think there's anything that Washington brings to the table. That's
wait. No.
I don't know.
Not at all.
Yeah. No. Not they're good at home.
They are.
They're good at home. They got some. They got some.
Cousins is throwing the ball well.
He's throwing really well. They got some receivers can make plays. DeSean Jackson sat out last week. He'll be nice and healthy for next week. Get deep on those guys a little bit. That's what I'm saying.
Good game.
Yeah. All right. This has just brought it down to a dead halt. This is a bad idea. This whole picks thing. I don't know.
I like it. I like it.
Why not?
That's a cute little thing.
You did. I like you. Do you like me?
High five. USNA.
High five.
Football.
What else we got? Got any fights this weekend? Anything? Nothing?
Not this weekend.
No.
Next weekend
is Wilder.
Deontay Wilder.
Comes to Brooklyn.
Speaker.
Are you calling that fight, Paulie? Are you still with us?
He's not with us.
Guys, you're breaking up. I can't hear what you guys are saying right now.
Are you calling Deontay Wilder fight next week?
I will be in town for Deontay Wilder. It's an all heavyweight televised main event and co-main event. Glasgow versus Charles Martin is in the co-main event. I think it's a pretty good fight. I mean, I don't think those guys are really A heavyweights, but they're Glasgow could have lost a few fights, but I think it's still a solid card altogether as far as heavyweight body is concerned. And I'm curious about spoke a guy who comes to win.
Uh-oh.
So,
Yeah, I think...
I like it. I like a seven pussy.
Okay. Yeah. I think on that note...
I think what he's trying to say is Spilka comes to win, and it's going to be a good test for...
Deontay.
I agree.
Hit the button. All right, exactly. we got a good chunk of poly there, though.
Yeah, we did.
We got in there.
A little.
I can do...
A little too much for my liking.
Sexy time.
All right. We should get out of here because it's, you know.
My wife is dead. She died in the field.
In the field?
I have no one now.
With the plow.
I have no one now. I like her better.
Yo, he shot. He was so shot.
I love that movie.
That
movie was on the other night. That movie's hilarious. The best is when he's on the train and the chicken gets out on the train.
Yeah.
And everyone's bugging out in New York City.
What did he have in the ice cream truck? A bear?
Yeah, he had a bear chilling outside the ice cream truck.
It is like doing it with my sister.
And my sister says,
"You'll never get this. You'll never get this. Na 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 na."
Fuck to you.
On that note,
we're closing it out.
What do you want to do?
What counts out here? Yeah. Let your fucking country
exactly.
Or
I say when we fucking
TV shows.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I say when we close
Paul
it out.
Paul's not here, so Pete
Paul's
closes
not
the
here.
Show.
It's my fucking show.
That's your problem, pal.
That's your problem, pal. You don't realize you run this shit.
You're a real fucking mutt.
Yo, I didn't ask you. What do you think about the Yankees bullpen now?
Where's your fucking ball?
Stacked.
The balls are in their hand. Yeah. Oh, my God. They have potential to be the best bullpen ever.
But that's what I'm saying. See? Potential. There you go. That's what I'm saying. That's a little too much.
That's the potential.
You're talking about Mariano Rivera.
Wait a second. Let's be real, okay? Love Mariano. I'm a Yankee fan. I used to have season tickets from 15 years. Mariano is the man. But... Rafael Soriano stepped in a few years ago, had an awesome season, like 40-plus saves. Andrew Miller was lights out last year. You can't ask for anything more from a closer. Mariano's a legend for what he did in the postseason as well.
Right.
You know, as well as the regular season. So,
right.
But for what we've gotten since Mariano, can't complain. David Robertson was lights out for another couple
complain,
years.
Can't complain, but then there'd never be another Mariano.
But they were lights out. What else do you want? We haven't gotten there. These guys haven't had a chance to go to playoffs and World Series.
Yo,
it's not their fault.
I'm actually a big...
Hey, what about 2001? What about 1990?
Hey!
All right, yo.
Come on.
Now you're getting a little too reckless.
Yeah, now it's fucking disrespectful. Right.
I love the guy, but guys are not
perfect.
You don't
love the guy.
Guys are not
perfect.
You
don't love the guy.
I do love the guy.
What was that?
Hey, Mike Mussina said, he goes, Hey, if Mariano was Mariano, I would have won two rings. Instead, he won none.
One thing, Mike, now that you brought up Mike Mussina and he's going for the Hall of Fame, Ken Griffey Jr. is on the pace to be the first player to ever get a unanimous vote to the Hall of Fame.
He's not going to get it.
You don't think so?
No.
Why?
Because how many assholes have vote for Hall of Fame? They're like, oh, well, I'm going to use my vote for somebody else because he's definitely going to get in. They're such douchebags.
Yeah.
They should just vote for who do you think should go in the Hall of Fame? That's who you vote for. If you only have 10 votes, you think there's 11 guys, leave off one guy you think doesn't deserve it. Don't leave off Ken Griffey because you know he's going to get in.
Because you know he's going to get in next
Greg
time.
Greg Maddux got in, 1 or 2 years ago? Greg Maddux should have been a unanimous Hall of Famer.
Right.
He pitched during his steroid era, and he was lights out. And he was throwing junk. And he's obviously not a steroid guy. It wasn't Roger Clemens.
Right.
You know, he was awesome. He won more games than Roger Clemens. I mean, who's going to not vote for... You know, whoever didn't vote for him just did it for that reason.
Right.
He's already in, so...
That's a good point.
Yeah,
I didn't think about
that. Tom Seaver, Hank Aaron, Willie Mays. Come on.
Tom Seaver is the leader with 98.8%.
Yes. Right. And was he the best player ever? No.
No.
Great player?
No,
yes.
Sir.
Great pitcher? Bob Gibson. I mean, come on. There's guys... Sandy Koufax. There's guys who are like... You got to be a moron not to vote for. But they voted because it's political and it's bullshit. And, he's going to get in, so I'm going to use my vote for this other guy because he bought me a drink once when I reported on it. Baseball nerds voting for this shit.
Well, it's always that way in every sport, right?
Yeah, but it's bullshit. Baseball's the worst, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to I'm a big fan, but Betances, what happened to him at the end of the year?
I think he just got worn out.
Big time, though.
Not big time. He's still all right. I mean,
he went from lights out to just getting shelled.
He didn't get shelled. His numbers for the season were still outstanding.
Yeah, for the season, it was his.
But,
yeah.
But when it counted, he did get shelled late in the season.
Because he was a little overused, yeah, also.
That's why the Chapman deal, I think, is good. Right. It gives him a rest, gives Miller a nice little rest.
And they got other young guys, too, that are coming up that have potential to do well in the bullpen. They're still might trade Andrew Miller. Don't believe what they're saying. We're going to keep the bullpen. They might trade him. So.
But somebody asked me.
They need a starter. They need
one. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Somebody was saying yesterday, oh, yeah, great bullpen. Who's your starters?
Our starters all have potential, but it's all potential. There's no guarantees there.
Well, CeCe's done.
Not necessarily.
Yeah,
he put the brace on last year, and he pitched a great five-game stretch before he hit the bottle too much. I don't mind if he's drinking as long as he pitched seven innings.
I met him, and I told him. I said, dude. You gotta go back. I said, stop with this lean shit.
No, that's not.
I said, you gotta go back to eating fucking cheeseburgers and fries.
Yeah, it worked for David Wells.
Did
he actually say that?
I swear to God, he did. He started cracking up laughing. Yeah. I said, bro, you throw him better, your velocity, everything, when you're fat.
He put a brace on his knee last year in September or late August, and he pitched really well after that. So I think they could squeeze another season out of him. Then he gets an option after that. That's going to be a bomb, but I think he'll squeeze another year at him. You want him to be able to pitch six innings and give up three runs. He might be able to do that. It's a 4.5 ERA, but you could win with that.
What about Teixeira? What's going on with him?
He'll be back. I think he'll do all right. And if he's not, let him get hurt. So somebody should Nancy Kerrigan him in the knee so Greg Bird can play. You know, but the future for the Yankees, I don't know. Some people don't care. They probably like turn us off right now. They're finishing with the Yankees. Screw the Yankees. Future for the Yankees looks great because all this money's coming off the books and like Harper's going to be a free agent. Harper's going to get $40 million a year. Yankees gonna sign him a 10-year, $400 million contract.
Yeah.
He's phenomenal.
But if Greinke gets 30,
big contracts.
If Greinke, but for a 26-year-old, yes, you do.
I know, but
yeah. Not for Greinke, who's 30, 31. You don't get any pitchers.
Yeah, no, that was retarded.
And a National League pitcher.
I can't say that. Right. That was stupid.
Right. Well, he's still in the National League.
That's what I'm saying. But he's a National League pitcher. Yes. So for me, that's
all. But the Yankees gonna lose all this money off the books. They'll be able to afford guys like that. And baseball has so much money right now from TV deals, they can afford to spend. That's why the Yankees are pretending like they're being fiscally responsible. They're not. They're waiting because the big free agent pools are coming, and don't get these scraps when you can wait it out a little bit and get some really good guys. Bringing up some good young guys.
Speaking of money, I hate to bounce around like that, but I know you're not a Giant fan, but I'm psyched and curious $51 million under the cap.
Yeah,
someone.
My
boss said a good signing for them would be Alshon Jeffery. Put him on the other side of Beckham.
I really don't want to help the offense.
We need linebacker. We need a stone cold murderer. We need a Ray Lewis.
You have enough money to do both.
No, I know, but that should be the main focus before anything else.
You don't like Alshon on the other side?
No, of course.
No, that would be very dumb.
But I'm talking about we need an Urlacher. We need a Ray Lewis. We need like a future Hall of Fame, like the kid on the Panthers.
Luke Kuechly.
Khalil
Mack on the Raiders.
Yeah, like we need.
You need a leader.
A killer, yeah.
A leader. That's what Ray Lewis was really good at, being a leader, too. He led the defense.
Yeah, he was phenomenal.
He was like the captain out there.
Yeah, telling
absolutely. People what to do, where to go, call the plays.
That's what they need. Yeah. Everybody's like, I heard the coaching staff say a bunch of times, linebacker's not where we're weak. What, really? Cam Newton's sitting there like, nobody's open? Okay, I'll run. What, are you joking me?
Yeah. You need to instill some fear in some of the other teams.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't have anybody like that. Let's bring Urlacher out of retirement.
Oh, I wish.
Yeah. All right, we're going to wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
All right, it's
from
your call.
Peter Cards, Nicky Lupo, Seth the Twit.
Seth the Twit on Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, and
thank you.
And Paulie Malignaggi, Brooklyn to the world.
Do you like a porno?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
We'll see you guys next week.
Ciao.
Boom.